So I'm Father Dan Merz. I'm the pastor here at Newman, and it's just great to be with all of you in this sacred space on this Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. It's not just about any cross, but the cross of Jesus Christ. Just a little history, there's a growing body of scholarship that pinpoints the actual date of the crucifixion to Friday, April 3rd, 33 AD, on the Mount of Calvary, which was a hill in the middle of a rock quarry just outside the walls of Jerusalem as they were at that time. And there was a garden there too. And there was also, only about 100 feet away from the tomb, from Calvary, a rock tomb. And that's where the body of Jesus was laid after he was taken down from the cross. These are two of the most important moments of Christianity. The crucifixion and the resurrection. And you can imagine how the early Christians flocked to both of those places continually. 102 years later, in 135 AD, the Romans quelled a Jewish rebellion in Jerusalem. They completely leveled the city, and they forbade any Jew from coming within 1,000 miles of the holy city. And then they rebuilt Jerusalem as a pagan city, very pointedly built a pagan temple to the goddess of love, Aphrodite, right over the place of the cross and the tomb. It was really the goddess of lust over the sacrifice which revealed the meaning of true love. And this blasphemy remained there for nearly two centuries until the Emperor Constantine legalized Christianity 312, 313 AD. And right after that, in 326, Constantine's mother, Saint Helena, went to Jerusalem and underneath the pagan temple found the true cross. And a few years later, on September 13th, 335 AD, Constantine dedicated the first Church of the Holy Sepulchre right over that site. And on the next day, September 14th, the cross began to be venerated. The cross is the crossroads, so to speak, of heaven, that vertical up and down, and of earth. The horizontal goes infinitely in all those four directions. The cross was anointed, consecrated by the blood of Jesus Christ. The cross is the symbol of death, but not the death of Christ. And not our death. The cross is the symbol of the death of death. Because for us, the cross is a symbol of life. The pagan emperors crucified rebels to the empire as a threat. You mess with Rome, this is what Rome does to you. Christians throw that threat right back in their face. We wear the cross as our most important adornment, as if to say, death has no fear over me, because I'm a disciple of the resurrection and the life. Suffering is redemptive for me. Is the cross your most important adornment? If you wear a cross necklace, I encourage you to honor it devoutly. Touch it, kiss it. Never let it be mere jewelry. Muslims refer to Christians as the slaves of the cross. We wear it proudly. And it points to the most important teaching of the cross, a point that's emphasized by our readings today. For Christians, the cross is about obedience. Obedience comes from ob audire, means literally on account of listening. The cross is about obedience. What I do on account of listening. To whom Am I listening? In the reading from Numbers, which prefigures Christ on the cross, God commands Moses to make a seraph serpent mounted on a pole that the Israelites may look upon and so be healed. To the Israelites, maybe to us still today, that sounded crazy. The Torah, the law, forbade the making of images. But here, God commands Moses to raise up for all to see the image of a serpent. An image of the very animal that seduced us in the Garden of Eden. Crazy. But Moses was obedient, and the people were healed. That's the power of God working through the power of obedience. In our second reading from Philippians, St. Paul says that Christ humbled himself, becoming obedient. Obedient even to death on the cross. Death on a tree. Just like the tree that brought death to Adam and Eve and all their descendants. And because of this humility, this humble obedience to death even on the tree, God exalted him. That's the power of God working through the power of obedience. How obedient are you and I to the cross? How open are we to accepting and receiving the suffering that comes our way? We're given the cross not because God is sadistic and desires suffering. The cross is God's response to sin in the world. We deny our passions. We take our passions to the cross in order to master them, to order them rightly. Our world is a mess. Has always been a mess since Adam and Eve. And the cross of Christ is God's unique and ultimate response. The world has a will to dominate. We see that all the time. And so God humbled himself. The world has a will to indulge every passion. And so God crucified every passion. The world has a will to drug itself and forget its own misery. And so God refused to be drugged on the cross so that he might drink the reality of our suffering to the full and transform it by his love. And this is the most important teaching about the cross. The cross is nothing without love. Suffering is only misery without love. But Christ humbled himself to death on the cross as the greatest sign of his love for us. God so loved the world that he gave his only son to die on the cross for us. The cross is about obedience. But obedience with and through love. This past week, I visited a young woman who has suffered terribly for over 10 years with a sickness the doctors can't figure out and aren't able to treat. When she first became sick, she flatlined for 17 seconds. And during that time, she remembers very clearly the heavenly joy and peace, overwhelming joy and peace that she experienced. But then she also heard a voice say to her, "What are you doing here? Now's not your time. You have to go back so that you can bring many souls to God. So that you can bring many souls to God." And she has her ups and downs because the cross is hard. But she strives to suffer her daily cross in union with the obedient suffering of Christ on the cross. And I believe that the Lord is using her silent suffering to bring many souls to deeper faith, to help you and me to order our passions through the cross, and to learn and live a deeper love. Because of the cross, because of the love given us from the cross, our suffering has meaning. It's limited to this world, but the love with which we bear it in this world is eternal. So the students can all tell you, I always give homework on Sunday. Here's the homework for the week. Most importantly, whatever suffering or cross you have this week, bear it with love in union with Jesus. And if you have a cross necklace or a pocket cross, reverence it this week and how you hold it, touch it, and kiss it.